Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, September 5th. I'm Ray Graff. Today we welcome back our pal Rocco DeFazio. In 1951, Rocco's folks opened DeFazio's Italian Import Store on 4th Street in Troy. Right next door is DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizza. Down the street is the new DeFazio's at 216. He's got outposts in Albany and Altamont. It's a kingdom now already. And the thing is, Rocco's here, and he always shows up with somebody that's not in the script. Ordinarily, it's just a three big guys and a Lincoln Continental. But this time, it's somebody who's going to be on the show. You want to call in? 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Or email voxpop@wamc.org. Rocco DeFazio and this other guy and you. Coming up. Hello again. Well, this is going to be something. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday, and we welcome back our buddy Rocco DeFazio. Rocco opened DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizzeria in Troy in 1989. It has won scads of best-of awards from around the region. His parents opened the Troy mainstay, DeFazio Imports, in 1951. It is still there today. It's a cool place. In recent years, DeFazio's has expanded. They have an Albany location at Albany Distilling, a second super deluxe sit-down joint a block or two from the original Troy location, and they got a seasonal pizza garden at Indian Ladder Farms in Altamont. If you have a question for the great Rocco DeFazio, he brought somebody else. We'll find out who it is in a minute. The number to call with your questions is 800-348-2551, or if you want to talk to the other guy, 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Rocco DeFazio, how you doing?
Ray. Wonderful. Now that I'm here.
How's the new show? By the way, you brought a lot of stuff, and we'll get to that in a minute.
You know how that works, Ray. I'm not allowed into the parking lot unless the gentleman there sees what I bring for you.
You know what?
He always says to me, Ray, Rocco, you can do better than
this. You know
what?
Okay,
gentleman, Rocco, in the parking lot.
It's just your sterling wit that we want. We don't even need the food. Hey, man, how are things going at 216?
Wonderful.
Yeah?
Wonderful. I mean, can't even get a seat there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so explain. Now, you showed me the blueprints for this place
years ago.
You
were like 10 years old when I showed you that.
I was an intern.
You're an intern.
But it came to fruition in what, February you guys opened?
December.
And it's the word of mouth is good, but tell me about. I haven't made it yet.
Oh, really? I have. I don't know that, right? I thought you've been there at least three times.
I'll get there at some point.
Oh, I know you will.
Tell me about it, though.
Well,
hang on a minute. Who's this guy?
Oh, this is our. Nothing happens at 216 unless he has a hand in it. Brendan Baxter.
Hello.
Yes.
And what do you do, Brendan?
My title for the DeFazio's is Beverage and Hospitality Director, but I'd like to think of myself as a bit of a Swiss Army knife.
And so you're at 216.
I'm at 216. I'm at 266. I'm wherever they need
me. Oh, is it 266?
Or 266 is the original location. But I float. I do a little bit of everything. But I'm open. I'm down at the new space every night they're open.
Where there's a fire, we send Brendan
to put it out. Just a little word for the next time you're on. You got to bring somebody. Let me know. I'll put them in the script.
It just makes it more interesting, right?
Really?
Yeah. Keep you on your toes.
For me.
Don't worry, watch you squirm.
I
wrote it down. Brendan Baxter. He's Beverage and Hospitality.
Yeah.
More with you in a moment. Tell me more about
216.
Yeah.
Well, what I love about it is that it was like our gift to our neighborhood. Rehabbing two buildings that... One was built in 1864, and the other building was built in 1949.
Yeah.
And we rehabbed both of them. And that in itself, and we had to do it through the historical preservation.
It took a long time to get this to happen.
It took a real long time. Yeah. We fought through COVID. We fought through finding stuff in the building that we had to take care of. But it's finally done. And, you know, Ray, my mother would always say to me, who was an immigrant, and all her friends were immigrants in the neighborhood, she would tell me, it's not when you start a journey that's important. It's not how long the journey takes you. It's what you find at the end of the journey that's important.
Yeah.
And this was a journey.
It sure was.
But what you see at the end, it was all well worth it.
It looks, the pictures look good. Again, oh, I haven't made it
in yet. Oh, really? You haven't been there. But
the pictures look great. The food, from what I hear, is pretty great. Brendan, you're a beverage hospitality person over there. You do a lot of stuff. How has it been, A, working for this guy, and B, at this brand spanking new place?
Well, I've worked for the DeFazio's. This is 6 years and 1 month in at this point.
Wow.
And it has been a pleasure. I've learned a lot. And I don't think if it was any other family that I would still be in this position and working for these lovely people. But the DeFazio's are amazing. They're great to work for. And I've learned a lot over the last 6 years.
You said all the right things, Rocco.
Oh, yeah.
The check is in the mail.
Oh, yes. He gets to stay on. Well, you know, ordinarily, your son, Matt, would be here, and I wrote him in on the script, and then
he's got things going on. He's got little Emery to take care of today, the little baby.
Nice.
I see him this morning carrying her into the store, and I said, well, I don't think he's going to make it to the show.
Well, we
got a great backup.
I mean, you can always bring everyone. I mean, that's the other option.
One of these days we will, Ray. All nine grandchildren.
That would be something. Rocco DeFazio joins us today, and Brendan Baxter from DeFazio's 216-800-348-2551. You want to talk food, and I want to talk food. Now, you brought some stuff, Rocco. What'd you bring?
Let's start here.
Oh, boy. Do I have to eat it now, or can we just talk about
it? Please. You gotta sample it.
Sorry, this is a meatball. It's got some
chunks. No, it's not meatball.
What do you mean?
Which we will be offering soon at 216. Oh. Right now, you could get this dish at 266. It is our Italian sausage antipasto.
Oh, mercy. This is sausage? It looks like a meatball, dude. No offense.
Try it.
All right, hang on. I got to get some of the cheese. What kind of cheese we have here?
Fontinella, of course.
Ah, of course, of course.
So Joe Girardi, and I'm sure you know who Joe Girardi is.
I sure do.
He told me after he tried it, Rocco, I've eaten in the best Italian restaurants from Boston to San Francisco for 25 years.
Yeah.
And that's got to be the best antipasto I ever had.
You know what? And with a name like Joe Girardi, you'd think he'd know.
No.
Yeah.
And he told me his grandparents had a restaurant that he worked at. No, you got to do the sausage, though, bro.
I can only eat so much at once. Keep talking, baby.
So how I came up with that, Ray, was I would eat pizza every night. And my wife told me, said, Rocco, you got to lay off on the carbs, bro. So at nighttime, like before I close, I wanted to, you know, enjoy something. So I opened up a sausage link, rolled it up, put it in the 900-degree wood-fired oven, seared it, hit it with some balsamic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is good.
No, very good. Hit it with some balsamic vinegar. Mm. How good is that?
Really good, man. Really good.
So, and Joe said to me, why are you the only person that no other Italian restaurant makes this? I said, because I make my sausage fresh. How many days?
7 days. 6 days, 7 days.
Seven days?
Six days
a week. I am cutting and grinding. You got to remember, four locations.
Yeah.
That will soon be at 216.
That's a beautiful, dish. So far, we've checked the box.
You checked the box for the guy
at the parking lot, if he had seen that, you would have gotten right in.
I got right in. Okay.
Our guest today is Rocco DeFazio, along with Brendan Baxter from DeFazio's in Troy, New York. What?
No.
You want to talk to Pasquale?
Not yet.
All right, let's go. Let's do a break, and then we'll talk to Pasquale. The number here is 800-348-2551. A lot of good stuff to talk about. Always great to catch up with our friend Rocco. We'll be back. All Art Blakey and the Messengers there. That's Ping Pong at 800-348-2551. Food Friday with our friend Rocco DeFazio. He brought a buddy, as he sometimes does. Brett, hang on, man. Okay. Thank you.
You're handing me
pasta. Here, I'll give this to you, Brendan. You're the one who came, and it's your problem now. 800-348-2551. Before that pasta actually does look fantastic.
Well, it should be, Ray, because I want to show you something.
That's a, what, a gold hockey puck? What is that?
You're right, it's a gold hockey
puck. No, what is that thing?
No. This is what sets our pasta. When I brought my wood-fired oven over from Italy in 1988, I also purchased an Italian pasta maker.
Yeah.
And
that's it?
This is the die, because it's an extruder.
Oh, and so you put all the stuff in, and then that's how it comes out.
So pasta companies in Italy, when they first started, used brass dies.
Ah.
Then they went to Teflon. You know, and I knew back in 88.
Teflon.
Teflon dies.
Yeah.
You don't want your food touching hot plastic.
Right.
So Reno Gnesi, who I purchased the machine from, told me, he goes, Rocco, the Teflon dies are a lot cheaper. But I said, I'm already with you.
Yeah.
Feel that.
Okay. Jeepers creepers. Look at this. So this is full brass.
Full brass.
And it's a maybe 4-inch diameter. Looks, you know, about the thickness of a hockey puck.
Right.
It's very heavy, and it has holes in it. So you put, okay, so the big holes are on top, and the little holes are on the bottom.
Right.
This is where the linguine comes out.
Well, in Italy, that's how they do it. Our machine comes out. So the Italian companies now are advertising, we've gone back to Bronzo.
Oh. So in other words, the Italian companies were using Teflon too?
Started in the 70s, they started using it.
Hmm.
Rocco always knew. Now they're saying, and that's what sets apart the really good Italian pasta. You want Bronzo, that they're using bronze dyes.
Aha. Well, to recap, folks, Rocco has let us know that he's way more intelligent than most people. And it's great to have you back. Brendan Baxter's also here.
Just taste that.
All right, take a piece of pasta, and then you talk to Pasquale, huh? Here we go. Pasquale and Troy, you're on with Rocco. Go ahead.
Yes.
Here we go.
How are you doing?
Patsy Linguini. Well, Rocco,
you know who this is.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. I do now.
What do you mean?
Well, unfortunately, I'm in the store now.
Oh, you're
oh
in,
man.
He's waiting for me.
I'm listening.
I owe him money.
No, I'm waiting for the brown ale pizza to come out.
The brown ale pizza? What's that?
Oh, jeez.
The brown ale crust.
Ray, you never tried that?
I'm not sure, man. I might have. I've been there a lot. Is it not good?
It is incredible.
It's the best one there is.
Really?
It's absolutely incredible.
So you know, Pasquale, you brought over 6 cans of brown ale beer, right, for me to make brown ale crust. Correct?
That's right.
So,
yes.
Guess what happened to those 6 cans?
Oh, the staff.
Thank you. Thank you.
How were they, Brendan?
So, the staff.
Amazing.
Found
well,
the bag.
I'm gonna be up here on the 15th again.
All right. I think he owes you a couple cans.
You'll have it then.
All right.
No, he doesn't want the beer. He wants the
I understand.
Pizza.
I understand.
Yeah. I want the pizza.
Maybe you should buy the brown ale for Patsy this time, you know?
The stamp drink.
I'm on your side. I don't know how you deal with this guy, Patsy. Okay. Hey, man.
I don't know either. It's very tough. But I'm glad to be on. And I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, sir.
Say hello to your daughter.
800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio is here. So while you were talking to Patsy Linguini, I tried the pasta.
Fettuccine bolognese.
Nice, man. It's always nice. The bolognese sauce.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Brendan,
that will soon be at 216.
So tell me about the wines and stuff. This is kind of your specialty, Brendan Baxter?
Yes, yeah. So I think the biggest change for the new space that we're in now is that we have a full liquor license.
Yeah.
So a really beautiful beer, wine, and cocktail program.
Nice bar, too. I saw the picture of it in the TU.
It really is a treat.
Yeah.
And I think they all do equally well. Everybody has different tastes. We do our best to capture all those different tastes and different budgets and...
How'd you learn about wine?
I guess it started at the top with my parents for many moons. I really kind of hated it because we'd go to these tasting rooms and it'd be bored on my mind.
Yeah. So they loved wine.
Yes. And then it kind of came full circle. A friend of mine, family owned a liquor store off of Wolf Road, and they hired me on, and they were giving me bottles for homework to bring home and find my taste and kind of self-taught from there with more books and more liver work and
liver work.
Yeah, so there you go. A lot of sense of place. I have a sibling in Northern California, so I get to visit her and taste wine there, and I go out to the Finger Lakes a lot. But
now she's in Northern California. Is she a wine snob?
She is a wine expert and has done hospitality in Northern California for 10 years.
All right, so I'm not, as Rocco knows, I'm not a wine. I'm a whiskey guy, I'm not a wine guy, but let's try something. Let's try. Yeah. What do you got?
So we have the sausage antipasto, which is a delicious salad.
Here.
And with this.
So this is made with sausage?
This is a nice wine that goes great with salad and just starting courses or just to sit down to. Yes, cheers. The producer is Di Leonardo. They've been making wine since 1878. And believe it or not, this is a Pinot Grigio. And why it has that kind of copper orange hue is because there's more skin contact for longer amounts of time. And it's kind of been a hip thing in wine these days. They call it orange wine. But in Italy, this is just something they've done for a while. This is a style called
Romano. The color is very interesting.
Yes.
And the taste is quite lovely indeed.
Yeah, so I think it's a really approachable wine. I get like some grapefruit and citrus, and it's really tasty with the salads. There's a little smokiness in the glass from me having these glasses in the pizzeria in my travel plastic cups. But I think you get the nice vibrance from it there.
Really nice. Now, what would that pair with?
I like it just to sit down. I like it with salads. I like it with some of our seafood dishes we have. We have a beautiful white clam sauce. There is a shrimp oreganata, which is gorgeous. Both are citrusy, and this really pairs well with that. But it's just really unique. I think it's a wine for people who don't necessarily even drink a lot of wine. It's easy to approach.
And that's me. I mean, that's it. Yeah, it's really nice. Rocco, let me ask you a question. As a pizza guy, what's your favorite?
Ray, I'm just not a pizza guy.
No, but from way back.
Okay.
I know that. You're a Renaissance man.
Thank you. Okay, good. Let's go.
Your pain and everything else. What do you like to have to drink with pizza pie?
Okay.
Alcoholic or non?
I like a nice Prosecco.
Do you?
Yes. Prosecco.
Now.
Why?
Why? No.
I thought that was going to be your next question.
No, not at all. No, but I would say that Prosecco is one, our friend John Fisher, who you know.
Yes,
who,
love John.
You know, he'll say Prosecco is, people overpay for it. I mean, do you get the cheap stuff? I mean,
cheap as cheap can be.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I don't need the real.
Really?
I don't need that.
You know?
You get a lot for the money for Prosecco, and we have a really excellent Prosecco at our space. Lamberti family Prosecco, they've been doing it for a very long time. I think we get $10 a glass for it, which is really reasonable.
Which we can't really do prices, so change that.
I apologize.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's just really approachable. Why Prosecco is so good with food is it cleanses your palate in between bites.
Because of the bubbles?
The bubbles.
That's
interesting.
So whether, Prosecco, you know, being an Italian restaurant, we're huge fans of. Huge fans of sparkling wine in general for this, but it really fits. It's more vibrant than champagne. It's really, really fruity in a lot of cases, and it's a lot of fun.
So they took a poll of, I've mentioned this, I think, a couple times before on your show, a poll of Italians. What do they like to drink with their pizza?
Yeah.
Number one was Prosecco. Number two was birra.
Beer.
And number three was their carbonated soft drinks.
Yeah, I mean, Coke to me, or Pepsi or whatever, it's fine. Well, why you look?
No, but they're...
A little better in Italy, you're saying?
No, a lot better.
Really?
Yeah, they're fruitier, right? They're fruit drinks.
Is it as good as Mr. Pibb?
Probably.
Mountain
but
Dew?
No, it's the carbonation and the cleansing of the palate.
Ah, very interesting.
Not wine. They don't like wine with their pizza.
Now, this is outside the box. Brendan Baxter, you can tell me how wrong I am. Oh. There was a time that when I would get, I'd bring home some pizzas Christmas time, I'd bring home some pizzas from Rocco's for the family. Martini, gin martini. It goes extremely well with pizza. Yeah.
I think I tell guests this all the time. There's always classic pairings that people say, oh, you know, what pairs well with this? But what I tell guests is what pairs is what tastes best to you is always going to be the best pairing. So, you know, we could give you a pairing and on a food item like this beautiful bolognese that's here. I brought a Nebbiolo along from Swiddly, northern Italy, this beautiful area.
So I just ate that. Why don't you give me that
wine I'll give
instead.
You a little splash. So there's, you know, but if you don't like Nebbiolo, then it's not going to be a good pairing for you. And so that
he'll
gin martini
anything,
is going to be right on the money for you. But
he'll drink it.
We're joined today by Rocco DeFazio and Brendan Baxter from DeFazio's 216 in Troy. By the way, I was in Troy. We did a live show last Wednesday at, or was it this Wednesday? No, it was last Wednesday at the Hart Clewitt, and it was an antiques appraisal show. And Troy is gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I don't spend enough time over there, but it's a great, beautiful,
very walkable, lovely town. It's only getting better. RPI is going to be playing a huge role.
Really?
Their new president, who is a grad of RPI, he was provost at MIT.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I think I remember reading that. Yeah.
But his real role was he was the liaison person, which was told to me, to the neighborhoods surrounded MIT.
Huh.
So this man, I believe, is going to do a lot with making Troy. And you know about the nanocomputer.
Oh, sure.
That's going to – do you know – Troy now is considered to be in the Nano Valley.
That's what's happening in this
it's
region.
It's called Nano Valley now, not the Hudson Valley.
Nano Valley. Nano it's Valley. Very small.
It's going to get big.
You know, up where the Hart Clewitt is, where the music hall is. God, what a name. Every building
Thank you.
I was walking around just staring at each apartment building and everything else.
It's
They're gorgeous.
Gorgeous,
yeah. Rocco DeFazio joins us today from DeFazio's Wood Fired Pizzeria. And DeFazio's at 216, and we're joined by Brendan Baxter, who is the beverage and hospitality guy over at 216. 800-348-2551 if you want to talk Italian food and beverages with these two characters. What's this, Brendan?
So this is a Nebbiolo, but we are normally Nebbiolo and Barolo and Barbaresco, these regal versions of Nebbiolo come from Piedmont. We are east of Piedmont in Lombardy, Italy. And why I like this one so much and why it hasn't left our by the glass list is that this has a little bit more fruit up front and a little bit more approachable for without fruit or with, whereas Nebbiolo could be really classically very, very dry and tannic, that
so
super drying feeling.
In your estimation as a wine guy, approachable means sweet?
Just like easier to just drink. If something is super, super dry and very earthy and leathery,
nice?
These are like a lot of non-fruit characteristics that are classic for Nebbiolo. That won't appeal to a ton of, like, it's not a very approachable wine for the masses. So if you add more fruitiness to it, something that is more fruitful is generally easier to drink for the majority of people.
So this, and again, I know nothing about wine. To me, I took a good solid taste and it seemed, you know, like Lambrusco. Is that wrong? Am I way off?
Some Lambruscos can be like this with fruit up front and, you know, have some of these characteristics, but Lambrusco is typically brought on with residual sugar, which this wine has zero of. So the Lambrusco will have like actual sugar to go along with the fruit. And we have a really beautiful Lambrusco by the glass at DeFazio's and by the bottle, which is kind of, it looks light pink. It is very effervescent, a ton of bubbles, and it's only subtly, like just very little residual sugar to it. So there's a huge range of Lambrusco that exists in the world. And there are certainly some that are deeper and darker toned like this is.
Yeah, trust me, I don't know anything about wine.
Oh, yeah,
so,
no doubt about it. There's a lot of variance in all wine, but certainly some deeper Lambruscos exist.
The number here is 800-348-2551. It's Italian food and drink today with Rocco DeFazio and Brendan Baxter of DeFazio's in Troy, New York. And what's that?
Just open it up.
All
please.
Right. Oh, it's like Christmas for my tummy here. No, oh, my gosh. Yeah. This looks great. And look at this. So this looks like, you know, you'd say, okay, this is some kind of a stromboli or something.
You nailed it.
Did I? And the crust, Rocco, it's almost glowing. I mean, it's got a real effervescence to it, luminescence to it. Well, look at that. It's ham. No, this is Spam, isn't it?
You put no, it's no. not Spam.
Are
no.
you sure?
No, I'm done with Spam.
Really?
I'm done with you and the Spam thing.
Did anyone ever come in
no.
and ask no. for a Spam pizza?
No, never.
By the way, you've
never.
Made more than one for me, and they're popular
I
in my
know.
House, man.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah? Why are you laughing, Brendan? It's really
just
good.
Just take a bite of that.
All right, hang on. You guys say something. 800-348-2551.
That is the way my mother used to make stromboli.
There's a nice little specialness to that one, which is little bacon crumble on the top there, which is not a regular addition.
No,
but
it isn't.
It's one of those, if you know, you know, is down
it's
there.
It's Rocco's little addition. Ray, you're speechless.
I say speak so I can chew, and then you stop. You say one thing. You said one thing, and then.
But.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's fantastic. What's the cheese in this?
That is mild provolone cheese. That's how my mother started making stromboli back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Okay. She would take the ends of the, we used to cut tons of cold cuts. Friday night, she would take all the ends, chop them up, cube.
Yeah.
And make bread and put it on the counter Saturday. And that's.
And it's fantastic.
No, it's unbelievable.
Now, do you take the ends too? I mean,
no,
is this.
No, that's. The good stuff.
Well, I mean, the ends are good stuff,
too.
Oh, the
ends are great. But that, we cut that fresh just for you, Ray.
Thank you very much. Rocco, tell me about the crust. The crust is what makes this thing even extra
special.
Well,
it's got bacon.
Well, I saw that, but the consistency of this crust is not like your average stromboli. This is thin, and it's, again, it's got a quality to it.
We stretch it, and it's our pizza dough, which you know is my grandmother's Italian bread dough recipe.
Right.
Which we tweaked a little bit. It's amazing.
How'd you tweak it?
I can't tell you that.
What?
I can't tell you that.
What secrets do you know, Brendan?
None. I've been sworn to secrecy. But what is not a secret is that these delicious strombolis are available every Saturday at the farmer's market.
Oh, really?
Rocco's
oh,
yeah. son, Matt, who's obviously been on the show quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Is
the long-suffering Matt.
Yes. He spends very, very late nights on Friday rolling these strombolis fresh so that the farmer's market gets a really nice variety. I think he sends over four or five different options and they're very popular.
You know, I know how much Rocco and his son work and his daughter and everybody works over there.
And John, don't forget my
John,
other son.
Yeah,
John,
yeah, now he's in charge of what now?
We're not quite sure yet.
still the vegan in charge over there?
Yes, in charge of the meats.
Right, there you go. That's one way to keep him safe. How many hours a week do you work, Brendan?
It fluctuates. I just I have a 7 week old at home right now, and the DeFazios have been very flexible with me. But typically, anywhere between I'd say like 50 hours, 55 hours, something like that.
You know, 6 years she'll be working there.
Six.
Eight. No, less than that. Rocco DeFazio's here. Six. Brendan Baxter from DeFazio's. So
can
this
you open
is,
that? You need a hand.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
That.
I got so that's another my, Stromboli, yeah. right?
So this is my favorite. Tuscan mushroom.
Tuscan mushroom?
Try that.
Okay. All right. Now, listen, the last time I tried a bite,
okay,
you said, this was my mother's recipe,
no,
and then
mine.
You stopped.
Okay, I'm
so
sorry.
Say so something that takes longer than 4 seconds.
I wanted to make something with mushrooms and spinach.
Oh, look at that.
But the key to that is the cheese.
What do you mean?
I use Land O'Lakes American. And if I don't know if you know that, but that is like every French chef's secret ingredient.
No, I didn't know that.
Land O'Lakes. Oh, yeah. Very creamy, very tasty, always consistent.
You know what?
How good is that cheese in that?
Hang on just a moment.
But
Rocco, mushrooms were an acquired taste for me. I did not get into mushrooms until about maybe 15 years ago, and now I love them. I love them now. And my most of my family won't go for it. This is incredible. The American cheese, however, and you've talked about Kraft American.
No, Land O'Lakes.
Land O'Lakes American many times on this show. Have you ever tried the Cooper American? Sharp.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's very, you can get it in the deli. Most delis. It's very good. Cooper. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio is here. You can join us. You can say, if you're respectful, you can call. 800-348-2551. We'll be back. That's the Big Band of Brothers. They did a whole album of Allman Brothers tunes in big band format. That's Hotlanta. Wow. Yeah, it's a very cool album. 800-348-2551 is our number. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Rocco DeFazio is here. It's been too long. I've been trying to make it up to his new 216, but I just can't do it. I mean, I've been working on it, but it's always crowded.
You want an Uber number?
No, I want you to send one of those stretch limos.
Yeah, okay. It'll be there at the door.
Hey, just get in the trunk. Brendan Baxter is also here from DeFazio's. And by the way, how's your health, man?
You know, I had a hip replacement.
Yeah, how'd it go?
The first month was absolute hell.
Was it real painful?
You know, they say, it's... No, please stop.
Really?
Thank God for hydros.
Really? Oh, thanks.
Had to sleep for almost 2.5 weeks on a recliner.
Are you okay now?
No, not okay. Quite.
Are you going to have a Jerry Lewis moment at any time? You're going to be all right? We only got 18
Elvis.
Minutes left.
Elvis.
Elvis. Thank you, man. All right. This email came in from Garrett. Happy Friday. I just made 15 pounds of homemade sausage with my mom over last weekend. My shoulders still feel the pain from grinding, LOL. We use a KitchenAid for the grinding and filling process, but she told me that her and her father, my grandfather, would grind it by hand. How long does it take you to make your sausages in a day, and what kind of machines do you use? I would hope you're not grinding by hand.
Grind by hand. My dad, back in 1964... he always believed in buying the best equipment. It's called a butcher boy. Look it up. They don't make them anymore. German made. This thing, I still use it.
Yeah.
1966. And he told me, you take care of your machine. Right, Brendan? I have machinery that's older than me. You take care of your machinery will take care of you. Butcher boy.
Yeah?
Butcher boy.
Okay, there you go.
And I was told that the one I use is the last one working.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Number here is 800-348-2551. Let's go to Duncan and Troy. Duncan, you're on.
Thank you. A pleasure. I just wanted to call and say that I appreciate those positive comments about Troy as a long-term Trojan. And part of the reason, part of the cause, really, of Troy's success is DeFazio's. They are an institution that is known in Brooklyn and in Rome, New York, as the place to go for fine Italian food. They fed my family since the early 70s.
Wow.
Thank you, Rocco.
Thank you, Duncan.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate
Thank
the call.
Thank you so much for that.
800-348-2551. That's our telephone number. It's Rocco DeFazio today. So what's new? What's coming up on the menu at the new joint?
Well, the fettuccine bolognese.
Right.
Using, here, take a look at that.
Okay.
Tell the customers about that.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
that's
this
the
is
homemade fettuccine. Look at the goldness of that.
You know.
Because we only use imported Italian flour.
So
what's the difference?
Yes.
No GMOs.
Okay, but how could I tell by looking at it that there's no GMOs in this?
Because the Italian government does not allow it.
But could you taste the difference?
Hell, yes.
Okay, you don't have to swear. It's fine.
Yes. Yes.
The dye that we brought is actually the dye for the fettuccine, the same fettuccine that's in the fettuccine bolognese that'll be going on the menu down the street. We're excited about that.
Well, now, when you say down the street, you're at 216. So you're saying it's going on the menu at 266?
Yes. Yeah. No, 266. Okay. It's been an institution over there with Rocco's Bolognese, but we're going to bring it down to 216. And then tuna antipasto made it to the menu recently, which is really popular. We're hoping to get this sausage antipasto going sooner than later.
And the pasta dish you really want to try, seeing how you like mushrooms?
Yeah.
My wild mushroom bolognese.
No, okay, so you say wild mushrooms. You're going out and picking these in Troy?
No, I'm not. We bring them in, about five different varieties.
Okay, but they wild are mushrooms. Interesting. How do that you know they're okay? I mean, there's some mushrooms that are wild that'll kill you, you know? Have you killed any customers? That's my question.
No, no. Thank you.
That is my favorite sauce.
See?
And
the wild mushroom bolognese.
There's some flavor layers in there that I just don't know how he gets. But it's not always there at the original location.
It's
266 4th Street, the original location. But when he has it, it goes quickly. And he also makes it in a vegan preparation with no pecorino romano. So then it opens up to a whole layer of guests that we have and a bunch of different residents of Troy and beyond that don't take any animal products. And it's really nice to have vegan offerings like that.
Well, that's interesting. So you're cognizant of that sector of the market at 216?
At all the locations, I'd say.
Yeah.
The DeFazio's do a great job making sure that there are ingredients. We have vegan cheese and vegan
chorizo.
Because
we got John.
Yeah, is John still
vegan? He's the overseer. He's the overseer.
I mean, he's
been
a vegan for a long time now, right?
Yeah.
And he feels good. Everything
looks great.
Yeah.
Still.
Did his hair grow back?
No.
No.
That was one of the things. What happens when you become vegan?
No. No. What are you talking about? Rocco DeFazio's our guest today. Brendan Baxter from DeFazio's. You know what? You almost made it through, and then you had to do that. Let's go to Aaron in Jay, New York. Aaron, you're on.
Hello. I just wanted to say, Rocco, you're running a wonderful establishment, and as Brendan's one of the sisters,
what?
I'm just so proud of what you've built, and
thank you.
I'm really proud of my brother as well for part of
we
that family
him.
Organization, and he is also a new father, so
yes.
Kudos to Brendan for making it all happen and juggling family responsibilities with the restaurant, and just keep up the great work, everybody.
Aaron, did he make you call?
No,
that check is also in the mail. No. So.
And Mr. Duncan's is in the mail also.
How does it feel to be an aunt, Aaron?
Oh, it's the most incredible thing in the world. It really is. I'm so grateful, and I'm just so happy for them.
That's great. Well, thanks for the call, and I appreciate it very much. 800-348-2551. That's our number. Rocco DeFazio is here, and Brendan Baxter from 216.
Now the piece de resistance.
What?
You thought we were done with food, but we're not.
I have never seen, and I've said this before when you've been here, I've never seen so much food.
Oh, you always say that.
Rocco, I never say you got to bring food. Never.
The guy in the parking lot won't let me in.
That is not true, sir. 800-348-2551. What is this, cheese?
This is a favorite that Rocco's wife makes. This is
not cottage cheese.
No?
World-famous rice pudding. And really? I'm fortunate to have a good friend that married Rocco's oldest daughter, and I always tell him around the holidays, get me some rice pudding. And I just can't ever get it from him because
that.
It goes.
You know, I've never met your wife, and she is obviously a saint because she puts up with you. But, I mean, the Italian divorce cake is incredible.
The Italian divorce cake.
Okay.
So we're
selling
that
great rice
at
pudding.
216 with some raspberry preserves on top. And
where are the raspberry preserves now?
You know, they're being preserved, apparently.
This is very good rice pudding, though.
That's
very
great.
Nice. Like my grandma used to make. And this is...
This is Basque cheesecake.
From Basque.
You know, we had Gail Sokol on one time, and she made this.
Try that one.
All right, fair enough. I'm going to just use this fork.
Don't worry about it.
It has the bolognese on it.
So at DeFazio's at 216, we take this dessert a step further. We put sugar on top and brulee it before bringing it to the table for guests.
With the
with a little torch.
I had a guest on here one time who brought one in.
Oh, wow.
Almost set all the alarms off.
Yeah, it definitely throws off a
little bit. Glad you
didn't
do that, Brendan.
I decided
Baxter.
Against
this
it.
This is
yes.
fantastic.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's so silky and creamy and delicious.
And the last...
We're not done. We got two more in the queue.
I'm going to have a coronary here at this point.
This is an updated recipe from Rocco's wife of a favorite for a lot of people. This is Oreo cheesecake.
Oh, mercy sakes
alive.
Let's
go.
All right, listen, you talk to John in Connecticut. John is in... Falls Village, Connecticut.
Hi,
you're on.
Hey, folks. How we doing?
Very good. Well.
Good. I just wanted to call. I find it so funny the way you're messing with these guys, asking them, did they go out and pick the mushrooms themselves if they're wild? But sometimes wild mushrooms will kill you.
That's,
and, you know,
yeah.
A few other things you said.
Yeah.
I just find it funny. That makes it playful and fun to hear the show. And I really don't have much to say other than the fact a lot of times these restaurants – will put a description of their food, and it's like, that sounds awful good.
Yeah.
And
but dangerous.
It's just to sell you the dish.
No, this guy, this is really great food, and if I had a five-hour show, it would all be gone. But unfortunately, we're almost done. John, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
The last one.
This is amazing, this Oreo. God dang.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, wow, really good.
Now, my wife has been baking since she's been 10 years old.
Right.
She's 17 right now.
Do you ever give her the day off?
So she nails it all the time.
What is that?
I hit it with a bottle, unfortunately. But right here, this is homemade tiramisu.
I'll be darned.
And this has been just flying out at 216. It's fantastic.
I didn't know you did this. Is this new?
Started,
you haven't been to 216, so you wouldn't know about it.
Started at 266, the original location,
and then
brought it down to 216, and this is something we always have in stock. It's made with love every week.
Try it.
All right, fair enough. I tell you what, let me read this email, and then you can answer this email, okay? This is from Harris. Trigger warning, potentially political question. How much do you import, and how are the tariffs impacting business?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah. We have seen prices go up. Unfortunately, the American people pay the tariff. It's not Italy or Germany. So, unfortunately, prices you will see.
We've seen that a lot around.
Yes. It's only going to get worse, especially around the holidays.
Well,
and then you're going to see items people won't even carry certain items because it's just getting crazy.
The number here is 800-348-2551. We only have a few minutes left here with Rocco and Baxter from DeFazio's. By the way, how's the place up at Indian Ladder?
Oh.
I haven't even made it up there this summer.
That pickle... pizza.
I think the first day of Picklepalooza, which happens annually out at Indian Ladder Farms,
really?
They sold 350-ish pickle pizzas, and then
pickle
they were open
pizza.
Again.
Say that real quick.
Okay, now wait a minute. This guy, Rocco, makes fun of me for coming up with a brilliant Spam pizza, and you guys make a pickle pizza, and it sells 350.
Yeah,
what's
that might
up
even
that?
Be a little shy. And then the next day they sold it again. Indian Ladder brewed a pickle-inspired cider or with pickles involved. And
all right,
beer.
That's over the line, right?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have the pleasure of tasting them. I was busy at 216, but these events are excellent out there. Pizza Garden is vastly popular.
When does that close in the season? When is that
October
done?
30th.
So, gosh, it's coming up.
It's happens fast.
Gotta bring the family out there.
Yeah.
Throw them in the station wagon and...
Remember those days you used to get right in the back of the station wagon and
lay in the back.
I mean, we would go down to Long Island. My grandmother lived on Long
Jersey.
Island. Yeah,
we used to go to the Asbury Park.
You know, my dad driving 75 miles an hour on the thruway. We're in the back, untethered. You know, you can't do that anymore. Oh boy, exactly. And you know, it's okay. Put a blanket up. It'll protect you.
Yeah,
great. All right, Rocco, what haven't we talked about? We got about 3 minutes left here.
Well, that joke about my wife being 17 completely went over your head.
No, I wanted to get my joke in about her never getting arrested.
You know, I once said that, I like to say that to people when they eat out in the garden.
Yeah.
You know, they say, oh my God. I said, yeah, my wife. And the different looks you get on people's face. I said, that's when I met her.
Yeah.
She was 17. And I had one group. Four young women, and I said that, and I said, I was only,
right.
I said, Rocco, we're non-judgmental.
Oh, Jerry Lee Lewis's pizza joint. Good for you. That's great. Fine. All right.
Well, she's not from Tennessee.
Yeah. Did she ever? And I never ask you this. And we only have a minute or two here. Wine. Did your parents make wine?
Oh my God, my dad. Oh my.
Stomp it on the grapes and stuff.
He grind them. Grind. He's the. Oh,
the press is still in the garage.
Really?
Next to the business. Yeah.
Everything is still there.
I mean, do you or the wife ever make any wine?
No. The grandchildren. That's going to be the job of the grandchildren.
Really?
I'm not kidding you.
And still a vine, a very mature vine that runs down the back of the pizza garden at 266 where guests can eat. Still grows fruit. I've tasted the fruit. I can't figure out what grape it is, but
no kidding.
There's still a vine from...
That my dad planted. Yeah, I'm not kidding you.
And it's stretched down 30 feet.
But you've never been to the
I've been to 266 in the garden. Yes.
You've eaten in the garden?
Yeah, I've been in the garden.
I must have missed that.
You were there.
I don't remember.
You know, I've taken a lot of abuse today. Rocco DeFazio, this is always fun to have you here. I mean, most of the time.
Most of
the time. And it's I'm glad the new business is going well.
Brendan plays an incredible role in that, let me tell you. And my children, I mean, believe me, I did not undertake that for myself. And the Elizabeth killing it.
Another manager, Matt, Jen Parsley, absolutely instrumental to
John,
us. Being successful down there. Jen is a manager. We've got Joan Parambo out at Indian Ladder, chef extraordinaire in the tasting room out there.
What do
making
you mean
all
tasting
kinds
room?
Of,
they now sell, you have my attention.
They sell beer and cider. They have a tasting room, and Joan is cooking up all different kinds of treats for that tasting room, as well as helping manage the pizza garden. So
well, I got to say, man, it's great to have you both here, and it's so much fun. And if people want to find out more about 266, 216, or up in the Altamont, or over at Albany Distilling, and that's it, right? That's all we have at this time?
Right now.
Okay. For now.
How can they find out more?
The website, DeFazio'sPizza.com, is a great resource for all things DeFazio's.
That'll work.
And DeFazio'sPizza@gmail.com, really easy email to remember.
Just don't spam. Just don't send the spam. Hey, Rocco, glad
always
you're doing well. How's the hip?
You look much better.
Yeah?
Now, you look like you've lost some weight.
Nah, I mean, I don't try. It just is what it is. I'm up. My doctor said, yeah, you're up and down in the 20-pound range. And I said, okay.
You look good.
That'll work. Well, listen, great having you guys here, and best of luck. We will talk to you soon, and support comes from Capital Apple and Wine Festival, September 13th and 14th in Chatham, New York, featuring wines and spirits for samplings and purchase from 25 producers with crafts, music, food trucks, and more. StarbirdEvents.com. Cafe Capriccio, Albany, New York. The Rua family, serving Albany since 1982, now booking private events in Jim Rua's private chef's table. CafeCapriccio.com for information. Honest Weight Food Co-op, 100 Waterfleet Avenue, Albany. A grocery for all, offering gluten-free, vegan, and organic options. Open daily from 8 a.m. until 9 p.m. HonestWeight.com. And Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasonings, working to spread peace, love, and happiness with handcrafted and small batches infused sea salts, peppers, and blends, specializing in black garlic, rollingrocksalt.com. Once again, thanks to Rocco DeFazio and Brendan Baxter for being with us today. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the calls and the emails. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Thanks to Susie Chekai, who has been filling in a lot, screening calls all week long. Susie, thank you. On Monday at 2 p.m., we'll talk urology. It'll, you know, mainly be stream of consciousness. Have a splendid weekend and stay tuned for the Media Project.